Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Chance for showers today, otherwise a blend of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 69, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for showers tonight, lows around 35, overcast skies. 54 tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Clear skies and dry, Sunday and Monday, mid-60s, Sunday, upper 70s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 48.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Kansas universities have removed pages from their websites that contain information about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
The move also affecting most local public school systems. The U.S. Department of Education sent a letter to federally funded schools this week. The letter instructs them to remove all DEI language from their websites or risk losing millions of dollars in funding. I'm Jared Cirillo.
A man driving a hay truck Wednesday evening in Allen County was killed when his truck crashed. The Kansas Highway Patrol said 44-year-old Scott Welch of Moran was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected and then run over by an SUV. The taillights on Welch's pickup were obstructed by the hay bale, according to the KHP, and a vehicle behind the pickup hit the back of it, causing it to overturn. No one else was injured. The Wichita State Shockers have advanced in the AAC tournament. They'll face number one Memphis in today's quarterfinals. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Around here, sunrise only means one thing. It's time to get to work. Whether you're hauling, herding, baling, or raking, Kubota tractors and hay tools are built to make hay any day, including while the sun shines. Learn more about how Kubota is built to get the job done right at KubotaUSA.com. Go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimers.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly issued a verbal state of disaster emergency proclamation due to increased fire weather conditions beginning today, Friday, March 14th, and continuing through the weekend. And this declaration allows resources to be used to provide state assistance. Governor Kelly said weather conditions are such that a high risk exists for wildland fires in the coming days, so she urges everyone across the state to use extreme caution and avoid burning, which will help your local firefighters by avoiding any activity that may spark a fire. The forecast includes high wind and red flag warnings due to ongoing drought, dry vegetation, and low humidity in the mid-20s to low teens. A few isolated storms may also develop Friday afternoon that could become strong and possibly severe, with the main hazard being damaging winds. Bill Wong, the fire department officer with the Kansas Forest Service, said the major concern for this round of fire weather is the consecutive days of elevated fire danger. He said once a fire is established, it will be very difficult to suppress under these conditions, and if there has been any intentional burning in the area, you need to check and recheck the burns. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management will staff the State Emergency Operations Center with their emergency support function partners starting today to assist counties and local responders if requested. Residents across north central Kansas experienced a jolt in the early hours of Thursday morning as a series of earthquakes rattled the region centered near Glen Elder. According to the United States Geological Survey, the first and most significant tremor struck at 2:25 a.m., registering a magnitude of 3.2 on the Richter scale, and the epicenter was located on the south side of Glen Elder at a depth of approximately 3.1 miles. Just over half an hour later, at 2:58 a.m., a second earthquake occurred, and this time it was centered 1 kilometer southwest of Glen Elder within Wakanda Lake. This tremor measured 2.7 on the Richter scale, also at a depth of approximately 3.1 miles. And residents also noted that they experienced subsequent aftershocks throughout the early morning hours. While no immediate reports of significant damage have been received, the overnight earthquakes have undoubtedly stirred the community and placed the region's seismic activity under close scrutiny. The United States Geological Survey continues to monitor the area for any further developments. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Stevens County Health Department has confirmed a positive case of measles in a resident of their county, and this is the first confirmed measles case in Kansas since 2018. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said it's unknown if the case is linked to any ongoing outbreaks in the United States, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Stevens County Health Department are notifying people who might have been exposed to the disease. Early symptoms of measles include a fever of more than 101 degrees, a runny nose, a cough, and red, watery eyes. According to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, usually 1 to 4 days after these early symptoms, a red rash appears on the face and spreads to the rest of the body. Measles symptoms typically develop 10 to 14 days after exposure, and symptoms can develop as soon as 7 days and as long as 21 days after exposure. The respiratory disease caused by the virus spreads through the air by breathing, coughing, or sneezing, and measles can spread from an infected person to others from 4 days before to 4 days after the rash appears. The health department advised that because measles is a highly infectious disease, it's very important for anyone exposed and experiencing symptoms to isolate from others, with the exception of visiting a healthcare provider. Health experts say the best way to prevent measles is to get the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends children get their first dose at 12 to 15 months of age and a second dose at age 4 to 6 years. And infants aged 6 through 11 months should get the MMR vaccination if traveling outside of the United States. Adults are protected from measles if they have had at least one dose of the MMR vaccine, were born before 1957, or who have evidence of immunity from a blood test. In Nebraska news, a man that was wanted in a Kansas homicide was arrested on Tuesday in York County, Nebraska. According to the York County Sheriff's Office, John Ader of West Plains, Missouri, was caught after a hit-and-run crash on Interstate 80 at about noon. He was driving a semi that was pulling a cattle trailer, which deputies said they found moments later near the York exit. A sergeant pulled him over and discovered that he had an arrest warrant for second-degree murder in Thomas County, Kansas. Deputies said they arrested him without incident and took him to the York County Jail, where he's awaiting extradition to Kansas. The sheriff's office said Adair will also be charged in York County with leaving the scene of a property damage accident. On Thursday, 34-year-old Richard Thompson of Lincoln waived his preliminary hearing in Lancaster County Court, and the judge advanced his case to district court after being accused of brutally beating a woman. Court documents showed that Thomas went to an apartment near 27th and Randolph Streets on January 8th and asked for cigarettes. However, the woman who lived there had a restraining order against Thomas, so she asked him to leave. The arrest affidavit said Thomas refused, barging into the apartment and assaulting her. Police reported that he tried to strangle her and punched her 5 to 6 times in the rib cage, and he swung his fist as far back as he could each time, and Thomas then pulled the woman across the bedroom floor. The assault finally stopped when a neighbor loudly knocked on the door to make Thomas think the police were there. 4 days later, Lincoln Fire and Rescue took the woman to a hospital for excruciating pain in her ribs, and doctors discovered that she had life-threatening injuries from the assault, including a hematoma and a cut on her spleen. Thomas was charged with first-degree assault and assault by strangulation, and he's scheduled to be arraigned in Lancaster County District Court on April 9th. I'll be back with the rest in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The State Conservation Commission will hold its regular meeting this Monday, March 17th, from 9 a.m. to noon at the USDA Service Center in Manhattan, and a virtual option will also be available. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. This meeting is a regularly scheduled board meeting and is open to the public. For more information about the meeting, to access the virtual link, or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the KDADOC by phone at 785-564-6620. And anyone who requires special accommodations must make their needs known at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. St. Patrick's Day is this Monday, March 17th. However, many festivities will be underway on the weekends before and after the holiday. Though regardless of when the celebrations occur, the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind everyone that drinking and driving is dangerous and never an option. Preliminary 2024 Kansas data shows 76 people were killed and more than 1,000 people were injured in crashes that involved alcohol. The Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said these crashes were preventable and put a great number of other lives at risk as well. He said, as embracing St. Patrick's Day and its traditions can be fun, driving sober should be your main focus before grabbing your green. Planning ahead is key to sober driving because it can not only save your life, but the lives of those around you. You can plan ahead, and if you choose to drink, you should arrange for a designated driver or use a rideshare or cab. If a friend is leaving the celebration impaired, take their keys. And if you see an impaired driver on the road, you should contact law enforcement. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Meeting that was held on March 11th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Dale Jacobson, Sam Nicholson, Julie Peterson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant. The February meeting minutes were approved, and prior to old business, they received a letter from a member of the public, and it was shared. The letter stated that a local family is in the process of building a home and requested a letter of support from Norton County Economic Development to the NWKEICI for the Kansas Housing Cooperative Program, and a motion was made and passed. The director, Mr. Goslin, first discussed the new child care facility as they recently received plans from the architecture firm. Dallas shared those plans and the estimates with the board. And going forward, Dallas said he will be looking for estimates from local contractors in order to reduce costs and employ locally. And in addition, he'll be pursuing more grants for the ensuing renovations. Dallas then advised that he had attended the Northern Valley School Board meeting regarding NRP, and he felt it was received positively. He also advised that there are more upcoming meetings with additional taxation districts throughout the county. For the first matter of new business, Dallas discussed some upcoming businesses and how he would be assisting them in pursuant of e-community Grow Kansas applications, and he expects all to go smoothly on that front. Next, the director discussed the CDBG grant, advising that it's open for applications on April 1st and is structured in such a way where it is advantageous to apply immediately. He requested approval to pursue the funding as it will provide further assistance towards the upcoming child care facility, and a motion was made and then passed. Finally, Dallas discussed some meetings he had with local businesses and the regional director of the Kansas Department of Commerce regarding HPIP and how the program's incentives could potentially help them. He said one business in particular fit the parameters of the program and it would be of meaningful impact to them. After fielding a question regarding the director's report, there was no further business to conduct, and the meeting was then adjourned at 6:31. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having cheesy whole grain pasta, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, chilled yogurt, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be mac and cheese or hamburgers, Chex snack mix, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 20% chance of showers after 3 p.m. with increasing clouds and a high near 69 with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers mainly before 11 p.m. with patchy blowing dust before 8 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 35 and windy with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 56 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 67 and west winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 35. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 82. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. On Wednesday, there's a chance of rain and snow, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 48 and breezy. And on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 60. Currently, with fair skies, it is 47 degrees. The humidity is 44%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.09. The dew point is 26 degrees, and the current wind chill is 44 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals can exhale today as star shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. avoided a broken bone after taking a 96-mile-an-hour fastball to the forearm in a spring training game against the Seattle Mariners on Tuesday. According to ESPN's Jeff Passan, his timetable reportedly remains unclear, but he is expected to avoid a long absence. The Royals announced the injury as a left forearm contusion and that Witt would be reevaluated today, which Witt quoted the tweet, with an indication he's okay as he gave a thumbs up emoji and the thank you sign. The pitch came against the Mariners closer Andreas Munoz, who with Witt saying he initially lost feeling in his fingers. Any significant regular season time loss for Witt would be a problem for the Royals. He was among the most valuable players in baseball last season, winning his first batting title while hitting .332 and providing strong defense at shortstop. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.